Steve Gruber, because you're entitled to his opinion. Just ask him.
What a good-looking Friday heading into a good-looking weekend here. I hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy it. I mean, honestly, you know, I'm in the Northern Studios today, and I'm looking out across Lake Charlevoix, flatter than glass. Just a beautiful morning here in Northern Michigan. You know, Michigan has so much to offer when it comes to state parks, county parks, and opportunity. You don't even have to spend much money. You can just go someplace close to home. Get out. Put the phone down. Step away from the politics. I should probably do that, too. You're probably right. I should probably step away from the politics from time to time and take a deep cleansing breath. But the weather report's pretty good. Into next week, a lot of rain coming. But at least for today and maybe part of tomorrow, we should be in good shape. So that's what we're hoping for. Here's an odd article. An odd headline that I've heard almost nothing about. Seriously, this is former Obama administration National Security Council cybersecurity coordinator, easy for me to say, Michael Daniel, confirming this week that a stand down, and that's the way he put it, a stand down order was given to counter the Russian cyber attacks during the 2016 election. Have you heard that anywhere else? During a Senate Intel Committee hearing, Senator James Risch, who, by the way, I think is terrific. He's a rancher from Idaho. This guy's, he's just a common sense, straight to the bluntness of the question. No sugar, no fluff, no nah. Boom! Senator Risch of Idaho is one of my favorites. Mid-70s, rancher, salty guy, and no nonsense. I like him. But he asked Michael Daniel about a passage in the book Russian Roulette. The passage was about a staffer from Daniel's team, Dan Prieto, retelling the time that Obama's national security advisor, Susan Rice, told Daniel and his team to halt their efforts and to, quote, stand down in countering Russia's cyber attacks. All right? Now, Daniel was quoted saying to his team that they had to stop working on options to counter the Russian attack, quote, "We've been told to stand down." That's what Prieto is quoted as. And Prieto apparently was incredulous and in disbelief and asking, why the hell are we standing down? This is an accurate rendering of the conversation at the staff meeting, but the larger context is something that we can discuss in the classified session, said Daniel. But I can say there were many concerns about how many people were involved in the development of the options. So the decision at that point was to neck down the number of people that were involved in our ongoing response options. It's not accurate to say all activities ceased at that point. But they were given a stand-down order. Isn't that perplexing? The Obama administration, the cyber chief, confirming that stand-down orders were given against Russian cyber attacks. If Russian cyber attacks were so front and center, if Russian interference with our elections was so disconcerting and so important, why would you ever give a stand-down order? Why would that ever happen? Daniel and his team were tasked in developing options to Russia's cyber attacks in the United States. Russians allegedly hacked the Democratic National Committee servers in 2015, although that's never been shown to my satisfaction. There was voter registration systems of several U.S. states also hacked in 2016, but that's never been shown to my satisfaction. We don't know what was hacked or to what extent. We do know from recent testimony that Hillary Clinton was, in fact, hacked because she used an unsecured personal cell phone or device to communicate back and forth on a private email server that didn't belong to the government, wasn't protected properly. She did this from Russia. It was hacked. The foreign actor that got into Hillary Clinton's email was Russia. Whether or not they're telling you that yet or not, I will. And she was emailing back and forth with President Barack Obama, who said he had no idea she had a private server until he learned about it in news reports. That was a lie. It's still a lie. The national news media is saying nothing about it. Absolutely silent. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had been caught in congressional testimony in a bald-faced lie that he had been texting back and forth or emailing back and forth with somebody he said he knew nothing about and didn't even know about until the news reports came out? They would have that up on a they'd have their own special channel for CNN to cover that story. It'd be 24 hours a day, nonstop, chattering heads, foaming at the mouth, blathering on and on, prattling continuously. But Barack Obama lies and lies and lies again. His administration caught in lie after lie. Oh, it's no big deal. We've got other more important things to talk about, like Melania's coat. Far more important. I really don't care. Do you? That's far more important, what was written on her coat from Spain, than anything of real significance. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Wolverine is locally owned and operated, and they deliver statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You can also find pretty much all of our partners and sponsors and those that support the program at SteveGruber.com. Working to have them all represented there. I can tell you one thing you can find there. Maybe find a new job. The road to Michigan's future is paved by hardworking construction workers earning a great living and building something bigger than themselves. It's called our state. If you're interested in learning more about the many opportunities in a career in construction, go to SteveGruber.com right now and click on the Michigan Construction banner. MichiganConstruction.com, one of our partners. We're working with them because there are jobs available here. Michigan has jobs. You can bet it. Good jobs, careers. Match your skills and interests, education, training. It's all there. You could be the next person to help fix and build the great state of Michigan. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. You'll be glad you did.